This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran said Monday that it has quadrupled its uranium enrichment capacity as the war of words between Tehran and Washington shows little signs of cooling off. Iranian officials say the uranium will be enriched for civilian energy uses far below the level needed to make nuclear weapons, but Iran could soon exceed the amount of material it is allowed to stockpile under the international nuclear deal. The United States pulled out of the deal last year, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced 2 weeks ago that he is pulling out of some parts of the deal as well, including the condition that Iran sells excess amounts of uranium to other nations. Middle East expert Suzanne Maloney with the Brookings Institution says Iran's announcement, it is not surprising given that the United States has already pulled out of the agreement.
So when you have one side that has exited the deal, it becomes more difficult for the international community to push back on the Iranians for failing to comply precisely to the limits of that agreement.
President Trump Monday hinted that the United States might be willing to negotiate with Iran, but said Iran's leaders should only recall or should call when they're ready.
We've not talked about it. We'll see what happens. If they called, we would certainly negotiate, but that's going to be up to them. I'd only want them to call if they're ready. If they're not ready, they don't have to bother.
Iranian leaders say they do not want war, but have shown no interest so far in talks with the United States. Senior Trump administration officials plan to brief Congress on the situation Tuesday. U.S. health officials report 41 new cases of measles reported across the United States last week, bringing the total number of cases for the year to 880, highest total since 1994. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said outbreaks have been reported in 24 states. This is VOA News. The city of Chicago has a new mayor who is breaking ground in a number of ways. Lori Lightfoot is Chicago's first black female leader, as well as its first openly gay one. She has pledged to institute police reform and fight the city's high rate of violent crime. AP's Ed Donahue.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
The fiercest resistance to the mayor in Chicago will come from rank-and-file police officers and the union that represents them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sweden issued Monday a formal request to detain WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who is currently jailed in Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A Swedish prosecutor says if the court decides to detain Assange on probable cause suspected for rape, a European arrest warrant will be issued. The development sets up a possible future tug of war between Sweden and the US over any extradition of Assange from Britain. In that eventuality, British authorities will have to decide any conflict between a European arrest warrant and the US extradition request for Assange. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Election officials have announced Indonesian President Joko Widodo has won last month's presidential election with 55.5% of the vote. Widodo defeated the Army General Prabowo Subianto, who got 44.5%. So far, there has been no official comment from Widodo's campaign on the win. Saudi Arabia saying that its military-led coalition said a civilian facility in Saudi Arabia's province was targeted with a drone carrying explosives. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement targeted an arms depot at the airport in Saudi Arabia, which caused a fire to break out in the facility, according to the group's TV station. Earlier, the Saudi-led military coalition said a civilian facility in Saudi Arabia's province of Najran was targeted with a drone carrying the explosives. Saudi Arabia and the UAE are leading a Western-backed coalition of Sunni Muslim states that intervened in Yemen in 2015 to try to restore the internationally recognized government ousted from power and by the Houthis in late 2014. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.